You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Honestly, I feel fine.
Well, you really are looking quite pale, isn't she, Henry?
Yes.
You haven't been yourself since breakfast.
I just had a bit of a disturbed night, that's all.
So, this will give you a chance to catch up on your sleep. And don't just loll on the sofa. Go upstairs, close the curtains and get into bed properly.
If I just had an early night tonight...
It's all arranged now, Helen. Your mum and dad are looking forward to seeing Henry. Aren't they, old chap?
Yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't deny them that, would you?
I could come with you.
No, that'd be missing the point completely.
How do? Oh. Hiya, Henry.
Hello.
Coming or going?
Sorry, Eddie?
Or standing on the doorstep.
Oh, well, Henry and I are just off to Bridge Farm. I'm covering Helen's shift in the shop.
Oh, what a hero. Giving up your Sunday afternoon for your pregnant wife. You make the rest of us look bad, don't you, Helen?
Oh, well, yes. I'm very lucky.
I've got that load of logs you ordered.
Oh, right. Well, I need to get off and take over from Pat.
Oh, that's no problem.
So, darling, strict instructions. You are not to carry so much as one log, all right?
I won't.
And as soon as Eddie's finished, nap time.
I don't care how old I get, I'll never get tired of your gran's roast beef.
Oh, and I'll never get tired of her treacle tart. Mm. And she must be the only person I know who doesn't make custard with powder.
Or have it ready-made out of a carton.
Oh, the very thought. Wait, this is a bit burnt on. Shall I put it in the dishwasher?
No, sling it here. I'll put it in to soak after I've washed these pots.
OK. So, did you have a nice long talk with Mum?
Oh, didn't have time, really. She was at the baggage reclaim. She only rang to say she'd landed safely.
Oh, well, that's good. Anyway.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. She sounded absolutely whacked out.
Oh, it's such a long flight.
Yeah, it's like a whole day in the air. You're not at your best when you arrive, to say the least.
What time is it there now?
Well, they're 11 hours ahead, so...
Early hours of the morning.
Yeah. Mm. I expect she'll bounce back after a good night's sleep.
Lucky thing, eh? New Zealand in the summertime.
Yeah. We'll probably have a proper talk when she's settled in a bit.
So, if we're still on top of things next weekend, are you going to come to Rex and Toby's rugby event?
Yeah, hope so. What's it called again?
Feathers Will Fly.
Sounds like fun.
You could play if you want. They're still signing people up.
Oh, no. I'll leave it to you youngsters.
All right, Gandalf.
Are you sure about taking part, Pip?
Why not?
Well, aren't you worried about getting hurt?
It's only touch rugby, Dad.
I suppose.
I'm not going to be scrumming down with Johnny Wilkinson or whoever.
Yeah, he doesn't play in the scrum, actually, but I take the point.
It's just a bit of fun.
Well, I shall look forward to my daughter's rugby debut.
Good.
And there aren't a lot of dads who can say that.
Oh, I noticed a couple lame this morning.
Did you?
I penned them up separately after milking.
All right, do you want me to take a look at them?
If you don't mind. They just need a bit of foot treatment, I think.
Yeah, no problem. I'll do it when I've dried these pans. And then I am going to put my feet up and read the paper before milking.
So I'm going past the shop. The village shop, that is. And the lights are on. So, well, of course, I reckon they're just getting it ready. Stacking shelves or whatnot.
Yeah, well, it's reopening on Friday, isn't it?
Well, there's Robert Snell with his big posh camera on a tripod. And who should be behind the counter but Susan Carter? Stalkers.
Good Lord. Well, did you see...
Well, I would have done if it wasn't for two bags of salt and vinegar.
Mind boggles.
They weren't even the big eat size. Still, it's all in a good cause, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Eddie, anything that raises money for the village hall has to be a good thing. Although, I can't help thinking there are some people in this village who'd pay to keep their clothes on.
Oh, yeah. Any road?
Yes, what can I get you?
Oh, I'm not buying, Rob.
No, well, I was going to say, I wouldn't have classed you among our typical clientele.
Yeah, it's the logs.
Oh, something wrong?
Oh, no. Just Ellen didn't have any money to pay for them.
Oh.
And she couldn't find the checkbook.
Yeah, I see.
Although, to be honest, I'd rather have cash if you've got it.
Well, I can certainly let you have some on account.
Oh, cheers.
There you are. There's 50 to be going on with.
Thank you kindly.
Can you pop back during the week for the rest?
Yeah, no problem. So, how's it going in here? Decent trade?
Oh, not bad. We're still building up our local reputation, of course, getting the word out.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like all things, it's peaks and troughs. Some quiet periods, like now, and then you get a rush with several all in at once.
Ah, I get it. Must be a bit boring for you.
No, I don't mind.
Shop work. Bit beneath a man of your calibre.
Well, perhaps I'm a little overqualified, but it's worth it, knowing that Helen's at home having a proper rest.
I've already told you I'm going to be there. Yes, I have got my kit ready. Don't patronise me, Toby. I've looked up the rules. Oh! Dad? I'll ring you back. Dad?
Can you...
Your arm! Did you get it caught?
Get her out of the crush!
Okay. All right, girl. Go on, easy. What happened?
Oh, so stupid. I should have strapped her foot up properly. I was paring the hoof and...
Hit her tender bit?
Oh, I must have. She kicked out.
Pass your arm.
I got it caught against the crush. It's all right. It's all right, Pip. Don't worry. Ow!
It doesn't look all right.
No. It's... Ow!
Right, I am taking you straight to hospital.
Oh!
It was here all along. Look.
What?
The checkbook. In the bureau where it always is.
But that's where I looked.
You can't have.
I was sure I...
In this drawer?
Yes.
Well, as you can see. That was a wasted trip for Eddie, wasn't it?
I can't understand it.
I hope you haven't forgotten Thursday.
Thursday?
The little matter of our baby's scan.
Yes. No, I mean, of course I haven't forgotten.
That's something, I suppose.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
No. I'm sorry. I really should make allowances, shouldn't I?
I don't know how it happened.
All those hormones rushing around inside you, it's bound to make you a bit befuddled.
I suppose.
I'm sorry. I overreacted. To be honest, I've not been...
What?
No, I shouldn't say.
Something wrong?
No, not really.
Not really?
Something Jennifer said on Friday at the ball. I don't want to worry you with it.
Rob.
No, forget I said anything.
If it's bothering you, I want to know about it.
Well, if you're sure.
Please.
You better sit down, darling.
All right.
It's about Adam.
Adam?
According to Jennifer, this dalliance with Charlie Thomas isn't the first time he's, well, put it about.
What?
Apparently he had a full-blown fling a few years ago with one of the pickers.
No.
Yeah, what a cliché.
Not Adam, surely.
And that's only the one Jennifer knows about. I bet he's had a string of sordid little affairs.
No, I can't believe it.
Jennifer would hardly say it if she wasn't absolutely sure, would she?
I suppose not.
Not his own mother. So, as you can imagine, it's been hanging rather heavily on me.
I mean, obviously it's not pleasant to hear, but why should it bother you so much?
Because of you, darling. He's not just deceiving Ian, he's deceiving you too. And everyone who doesn't know him for what he really is.
Yes. Yes, I see what you mean.
That just makes this wedding even more of a sham.
Oh, poor Ian.
If I were you, I'd want nothing to do with it.
2 months.
All for one little moment.
One moment of rank stupidity.
Oh, don't beat yourself up, Dad.
It's difficult not to.
Well, with that plaster, you might knock yourself out.
Oh, what an idiot. Putting myself totally out of action for 2 months.
No, not totally. Oh, you could... Well, there's the paperwork. You can do that one-handed.
I suppose. And I can check on the stock, but just about everything else.
Oh, come in!
Milking's done.
Oh, thanks for turning out at such short notice, Eddie.
Ah, no sweat. And I saw to those lame ones.
Oh, without crocking yourself. Well done.
So, it is broken then?
Yeah.
which means I will be in plaster for 4 weeks and then another 4 weeks light duties.
Oh, bummer.
Telling me. And, of course, it had to be my right arm.
Oh, it could have been a lot worse. It's just a single break.
Yeah, well, I will try to cheer myself up with that thought.
Well, if you need me to do any extra milkings or anything else, seeing to the calves, scraping the yard, whatever.
Thanks.
I'll fit in all I can. But I have got a bit of work coming up in Borchester next week.
Right.
And I'll be doing the turkeys, so that might be a bit tight.
OK. Well, we'll have to have a think about how we're going to cope, Eddie. We'll let you know when you come in for tomorrow's milking.
Yeah. Right, you are. Look after yourself, then.
Try to.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks again.
So, how are we going to cope?
Oh, Mum's only away for 2 weeks. Yeah, we'll manage.
You can't do everything, Pip.
Well, Josh said he'll help.
It's his final A-level year, and when he is free, it's dark.
Oh, not at the weekend.
Well, one thing's for sure. We don't want your mother deciding she's got to come home early.
How are we going to manage that?
Well, I think we just don't tell her.
Dad, really? You know how miffed she was about the cow track and the AI and...
I know, but she really needs this break. Let's just leave telling her until the back end of next week. So there'll be no question of her cutting her trip short.
OK.
And I think until she's back, we'll have to bite the bullet and get in a contract milker.
No, there's no need for that.
No, it can't all fall on you.
But we're early in the lactation.
I know.
And now we've got the rations sorted, we should be getting maximum possible yields. We're not going to do that with a stranger in the parlour.
It's only for a short period.
And we'll be paying out rather than using family labour, so there goes our profit.
Yeah, I know it's not ideal, and you can imagine how bad I feel about it. But we're already missing your mum's expertise with the herd. If you try to cover everything, we could end up in worse trouble.
Well, if you're sure.
One thing's for certain. She'd never have been daft enough not to secure that cow properly.
Maybe not.
So if you can do the morning milking tomorrow?
Oh, I was going to anyway.
I'll ring the agency first thing. We'll get someone in as quick as we can.
OK.
There is one thing, though.
Hmm?
The chances are there won't be local.
Oh.
So you'll have to move out of Rick Yard for the duration.
Dad.
I know.
I was just getting nicely settled there.
I'm sorry.
No, right. We haven't got much choice, have we?
I've been talking to the council again.
The council?
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, Dad, about finding you somewhere to live when we leave here.
Took me a while to get through, but the woman I spoke to was quite helpful. I explained it was getting urgent, like, with us having to leave Grey Gables, not being able to afford a place big enough for us all.
Well, I told you, I don't mind sleeping on the sofa. No, Dad, we said it. It's just not practical.
And she said because of the circumstances, they should be able to arrange some emergency accommodation for you.
So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
They just need to be sure we're telling the truth.
Telling the truth? What does that mean? Just that we ain't trying it on.
Of course we're telling the truth.
They just need to have a chat with you, Joe. Make sure you're eligible. Like, have you lived in the area for the past 5 years?
I've lived here all my life. You can ask anybody.
Oh, yeah.
We need to prove it to them.
It's just regulations.
Oh, and they need to see your birth certificate.
What?
I don't suppose...
Yeah, where am I going to find that?
Was it in that shoebox you keep stuff in? It used to be on the shelf in your wardrobe.
Well, I can't remember. And then with the flood and everything was turned upside down.
Yeah, no,
I don't know if I even had a copy.
It's all right, Dad.
Well, we better start looking, hadn't we?
Are you all right with that?
Hmm. I'm fine, Mum. Drinking coffee is one thing I can do left-handed. I just wish there was more.
You've been able to check the stock?
Well, only the closer line stuff, and that's taken all morning.
Oh.
Pip's ewe hogs are looking okay.
That's good.
But I still need to do Blacklands and Oaky Bank. Got to check our own sheep and some of the young stock.
I can give you a lift if you like.
Oh, well, that's what I was hoping, if it's not too much trouble.
Of course not. As long as you don't mind waiting until these are in the oven.
Yeah, no problem. Smells like Christmas cake.
Well, fruit cake.
I thought you did that last week.
Yes, these are for Fallon.
Oh.
For her new cafe.
Well, I hope she's not pestering you. You've got enough on as it is.
I don't mind. It's just two cakes for now. And she was very complimentary about the ones I did for Locksfest.
As long as she's paying you.
Of course she is. Did you get through to the agency?
I did.
And what did they say?
Yeah, good news. You know the guy we offered the job to before? The one we had to cancel because Pip came back?
Yes. Matthew someone.
Matthew Holman. He's available.
Oh, good. Pip seemed to think highly of him.
Yeah. He can start tomorrow.
Is this the box you mean?
Oh, that's the one, William.
Yeah, you asked me to take care of it after the flood.
Yeah, we been all through the stuff at Bridgeforham. Then your mum remembered this one.
Because it had important papers in, bank statements and whatnot.
Well, you thought you'd be safer here than in a barn.
That's right. Oh, wish I'd remembered sooner.
Fingers crossed then, Dad. If it's going to be anywhere, it'll be here.
Yeah, well, if you say so, Eddie, I'm sorry to be so much trouble.
Oh, no, Joe, don't be silly. Oh, you get that, Eddie. I'll look through this.
Yeah, all right. Hello?
Well, I'm just sorry we can't put you up here, Grandad.
Don't you worry about that.
Well, with all the kids, we're busting at the seams as it is.
No, we ain't been nowhere yet.
Ain't your problem, love.
No, but if you just needed a couple of days to fill a gap, you know, I'm sure we could stick one of the kids on the floor or something.
Oh, that's kind. But let's hope it don't come to that. Now, once we get this sorted out with the council, they'll find somewhere nice for you, Joe.
As long as I'm warm and fed, I'll be fine.
Oh, this looks like it might be. Yes! Joseph Grundy. Born Ambridge, 18th of September, 1921.
Ah. Could you hold the line, please? It's the letting agent. The flat we looked at's been taken.
Oh.
But they got another one-bed place.
In Borchester?
Copley.
Copley?
He reckons we need to look at it quick. Flats are getting snapped up with Christmas round the corner.
Well...
If you want to take a look at it now, I'll be fine here, if that's all right with William.
Yeah, of course. I've got to get back to work, but you're welcome to stay and watch the telly or whatever.
Clary?
Go on, then. I suppose we'd better.
Hello, you still there? Yes, sir. Look, my wife's got to work this afternoon, but would there be any chance of viewing it right away?
Is it smaller than the last one?
About the same, I reckon. Andy, this open plan, isn't it?
Andy? Who?
Well, you can watch the telly while you're cooking.
What telly?
We'll have to buy one, obviously.
Yeah. And a settee. And a washing machine.
We knew it was unfurnished.
It's going to be so expensive, Eddie.
Oh, we'll manage. We'll pick some stuff up second hand.
When I think of that lovely new kitchen at Keeper's Cottage. Everything built in.
We just got to forget that, Clary. That was never for us.
How many kids does she have next door? I think I counted 4 little uns.
Oh, maybe they ain't all hers. She might be a childminder or something.
Yeah, maybe. I never thought I'd be setting up a new home at my age. I don't know that I'm up to it.
Oh, of course you are, Clary, love. Any road. We just got to, ain't we?
Yeah.
And, well, this ain't such a bad place. The road's quite quiet.
The kids ain't.
And you can see the Hassett Hills from the bathroom window.
Yeah. In between the builder's yard and the warehouse.
It's still a view.
And there's no garden. Not even a balcony.
Look, I know this place ain't ideal, Clary. But it's just temporary. Just to see us through the winter. We can sort something better out in the new year.
I suppose.
And remember, time's running out.
There's such a lot of anticipation in the village.
About the bull?
And the shop. That reopens on Friday as well.
Well, it's been a long time coming. They both have.
We've been muddling along for ages with the temporary shop at Bridge Farm.
And the flood bar.
Everyone's done well. But it's been far from ideal. And when it looked like we were going to lose both of them.
Yeah.
I don't like to think about it. Ambridge would have been changed forever. And thank you, David, for what you did for Kenton.
Oh, we all chipped in.
You did the most.
Couldn't stand by and see his business go down the tubes. Let alone what it would have meant to the village if we'd lost our last pub.
Ambridge will finally be back on its feet again.
Hmm.
It's going to be so lovely to stand on the village green and see the shop and the bull both restored and back to life.
Yeah. Oh, looks like something's been bashing against this.
Careful, mind your arm.
Okay. That should hold it for a little while. But Pip's going to have to come up here with a post driver and do a proper mend, as if she doesn't have enough to do.
It'll be easier when Matthew's here.
I hope so. So frustrating, Mum.
I know.
Oh, it is great news about the bull, but, you know, I've been wondering about this grand opening.
In what way?
Well, whether I should go.
Why on earth not?
Well, it's Kenton's night, isn't it? And Jolene's. I don't want Kenton, you know, feeling beholden to me.
I don't think he'd feel that. And what sort of message would it give if you didn't turn up? He'd think you were snubbing him.
No, you're probably right.
No, you must go, David. It's your family.
While I was on my rounds, I popped into Grey Gables.
Oh, did you, sir?
Well, I asked Roy if there were maybe any chance of doing a special deal on a couple of rooms for you. Or even just one for Grandad.
Oh, that was thoughtful of you. Well, I can guess what he said.
Yeah, nothing doing, I'm afraid. He'd even thought of offering a room at his place. But he's got Kirsty moving in now.
Oh, has he?
Not like that, just a business arrangement.
Oh, right.
Bit of extra money for him, and she gets to live near work.
Yeah, makes sense.
Well, he seemed really sorry.
Well, thanks for asking, William.
Young Nick's making a pot of tea.
Oh, I can't stop. Got to get to Brookfield for milking.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, I can have a quick one with your granddad.
Oh, well, don't be nice. Yeah. So, what was this flat like then? Any good?
That's what I came to say. Yes, it was fine. Clean, cosy, nice family neighbourhood.
Oh, sounds all right.
So we told the agent we'd take it.
Oh, great.
So we're sorted. Don't worry, Dad. Soon you'll be sorted too.
You know, Kenton said Bert could plant a rose at the Bull in memory of Frieda.
Yeah, he's been preparing a little plot there, hasn't he?
Well, he's going to do it this week.
Oh.
Another new beginning.
Will he be all right about it, do you think?
It'll be emotional, obviously. But I got the impression he was pleased to be doing something positive to celebrate her.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Afternoon.
Hi.
Hello, Eddie. How are things?
Oh, you know, mustn't grumble.
Right. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'd better see how those cakes are doing.
I'll be in a minute, Mum. I've had a text from the AI guy, so I'll just see what he wants.
All right. See you soon.
And Eddie, I realise with all the fuss about my arm last night, I hadn't asked you about your housing situation. Any developments?
Oh, the council are going to sort out something for Dad.
Oh, that's good.
And Clary and me are taking a one-bed flat in Copley.
Copley? Phew. It's a bit of a step.
Well, we got the van.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So, well, that's good then, isn't it?
Oh, it ain't ideal, to be honest, David. It's a far cry from Keeper's Cottage. Very small.
Right.
The expense. Not just the deposit to find, but an admin fee, a credit check fee, references fee. They just seem to make these things up off the top of their heads.
Yeah, so I've heard.
It's going to cost a small fortune just to get in. Then we've got to buy some furniture and appliances and that.
Mm.
It's not looking great on the turkeys, neither.
Are they not selling well?
We still got plenty up for grabs, put it like that.
Oh.
So, if there's any extra work going, I'm up for it.
I'm with you, Eddie.
Between you and me, this Christmas, it's all looking a bit grim.
Jim's got a doctor's appointment. he said he'd be here as soon as he can.
Excellent. You know, I'm not sure we should really be stocking these breakfast cereals.
They're all good sellers.
And all laden with sugar, Susan.
We've got to stock what people want to buy.
It's like Hansel and Gretel.
What?
We're luring children to our gingerbread shop.
Oh, hardly.
And instead of eating them, we're condemning them to death by tooth decay.
I don't think people die of tooth decay, Linda. Anyway, George and Kira love them. Oh, they were so excited this morning. Rushed down early so they could open the first window on their advent calendars.
I suppose they're the ones with chocolate in.
Only a little square.
I don't really approve of those.
Oh, you do surprise me.
I was making Mungo a lovely fabric one with appliqued Christmas trees, but once calendar girls came along, I ran out of time.
Yeah, don't worry. I expect someone bought him a proper one.
I bought him an alternative one, although it was quite a struggle to find a chocolate-free version.
I wonder why.
You can have my homemade one next year.
Will you be seeing him at Christmas?
Oh, yes. Yes, James and Leonie will be coming to Ambridge Hall.
Oh, nice that you'll be back at home in time.
Yes, I'm hoping that having them with us will make up a little for it being the first Christmas without Scruff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's such a hectic time of year, isn't it? What, with getting the shop ready, a full house still, and rehearsals?
You can make it tonight, I hope.
Oh, yes, I'll be there. And I don't get much help from Emma. She's working her socks off getting ready for the tea room opening.
It's a veritable explosion of openings at the moment. Bridge Farm shop, the Ambridge tea room, this place, the ball.
Kenton's really going all out, isn't he?
Very good idea to coincide the grand opening with the Christmas lights switch on. It's always a busy evening.
You know he's promising a special visitor to switch on the lights.
Really? Oh, I do hope it isn't some trashy celebrity.
Kenton said they came from the far north.
Oh,
sorry. The shop's not open yet.
Oh, when will you be?
Friday.
Friday?
We've been closed for refurbishment.
Oh, I see.
What were you after?
Just some bread and a few bits and pieces.
There is a farm shop at Bridge Farm.
Oh, there's a garage on the road to Bulchester.
Thanks. I'll be around on Friday. I'll probably see you then.
You'll be most welcome.
Well, around on Friday, eh?
What do you mean?
Well, he was northern, wasn't he?
Oh, do you think... Did you recognise him?
Oh, no, but he looked quite nice, didn't he?
I suppose so.
Could be from one of those reality programmes. Well, I tell you who won't be having a good Christmas. The Grundys.
No.
Eddie and Clary in a tiny flat miles away.
Oh, have they found somewhere?
Yeah, in Copley.
Oh.
Joe being housed by the council. Oh, not a Christmas to look forward to.
Well, I'm on my way to Lower Loxley, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, cheese delivery, but I just thought I'd pop in to see if I could offer you any help.
Oh, that's very good of you, Rob.
Yeah, as you've been in unarmed combat with a cow.
Well, actually, I was armed with a hoof-trimming knife.
Well, it looks like she's still got the better of you.
Yeah, she did, rather.
Well, I'd be happy to do a bit of relief milking, if you like, David.
Oh, that's a really kind offer, thank you. But we're getting a contract milker in.
Sensible idea.
So we should be able to cope until Ruth gets back. Oh, in fact, I hope this is him now. Would you excuse me?
Well, of course, yeah. I'll leave you to it.
Thanks again. I really appreciate it. Matthew?
That's me. Mr. Archer, is it?
Oh, David, please. I would shake hands, but...
Oh, no worries, yeah. Looks like that's why I'm here.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm so sorry about before, Matthew.
Before?
Yeah, the false start you had, offering you a contract and then whisking it away.
Oh, no, don't bother about that. Your situation changed, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, the agency explained. And I've had plenty of work since then.
Oh, good.
Still, it's great to be back here. It looked like a well-run farm.
Well, we'd like to think so.
So I hope I'll do my full stint this time.
I can guarantee that. With me out of action, Pip's got her hands full. You remember Pip, my daughter?
Of course.
She's off the farm at the moment, so... If you get your bag...
Okay.
you can get settled into your accommodation. Rickyard Cottage. It's not a bad little place.
Yeah, I remember.
Pip will do the milking with you this afternoon.
Show me the ropes.
And after that, you're flying solo.
Sounds good.
Yeah, although, I'm sure you won't need much... Oops. Oh, looks like Pip has left... Sorry. She's only just cleared the place out. She's been living here. Might have been tricky if your girlfriend visits.
No, I'm single at the moment.
Well, anyway...
It's such a mobile job. It's tricky to keep a relationship going.
Yes, yeah, I can imagine. So, Matthew, I'll let you sort your things out and then come over to the farmhouse.
OK.
Find me in the office. So, I've got your cheese delivery.
Oh.
For your wine festival?
Yes, it's not a... It's just I was expecting Helen.
Ah, she isn't driving at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, she had a couple of mishaps, so she thought it was safer if she gave it a rest for a while. So I'm filling in on the deliveries.
That's very good of you, Rob.
Oh, well, her safety is my utmost concern. And the baby's, of course.
That's so sweet. How's the pregnancy going? Is Helen all right?
Well, other than the tendency to drive like Mr. Bean. Yeah, she's doing very well. We've got a midwife's appointment and another scan on Thursday.
She's not 20 weeks already.
No. We've booked an extra scan at a private clinic. Can't wait to see the little fellow again.
Oh, it takes me back. It's such an exciting time.
Yeah, it really is. I must say, the hall is looking absolutely splendid, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's one impressive tree.
Well, deck the hall started today.
So I see.
I hope you'll all be able to come along sometime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Henry's already been asking if we can go ice skating, and it wouldn't be Christmas without a mug of Glühwein from your German market.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, you must be working hard with so much to organise.
I am, but I love it.
Yeah, all this and a wine festival too.
Glutton for punishment.
How will it work?
Well, in the afternoon we've got a ticketed event. You know, several wine merchants in attendance, a glass on arrival, and taste your way round the room.
Oh, I see.
And we've got a couple of masterclasses, one on pairing wine and cheese.
So it won't just be your wine on show?
Oh, no. We'll have lots of other suppliers there.
Yeah, because I was just going to say, it is delicious, but would you serve it with cheese?
Oh, absolutely not. But we're giving Lua Loxley wine a real showcase at the evening reception.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to it.
Should be fun.
Yeah, now, this delivery, the Borsetshire Blue needs to go in the fridge, but the Sterling Gold would be better in a cold pantry.
Yeah, we can arrange that.
And do make sure they're brought to room temperature at least an hour before you want
what
to serve them.
What is she carrying? Sorry, could you take the cheese to the main kitchen, Rob? Follow the sign for deliveries round the side.
Yes.
Eileen will sort you out. Linda! What are you doing with that lantern?
Oh, Elizabeth, I was going to mention it to you. It'll be ideal for Act 1, Scene 2, the Christmas float, where you enter with a Victorian lantern.
Isn't it from our Christmas Carol tableau?
Yes, I really didn't think it would be missed. That tableau has a very busy mise-en-scène.
I disagree, and I'm quite happy to lend it to the production.
Good.
For the performances. Until then, I want it back where you found it, please.
Yes, all right.
Oh, it looks like an Oxfam shop in here now.
A little creative clutter is inevitable, Elizabeth.
Oh, are these...
My selection of photos for the calendar, yes.
Your selection? Won't we get a chance to choose our own picture?
Oh, no time, I'm afraid. The deadline was so tight, Robert and I simply had to go ahead. If we're to get them printed and in all the outlets in time for Christmas...
Well, I still would have liked... Ooh. It's actually pretty good.
You look enchanting, if I may say so.
Thank you. Although I'm not sure what Susan's going to say about hers.
And then I did an NDA with dairy specialism.
So it's been dairy all the way then?
Pretty much. I always knew I wanted to work with cows.
Right. And since then?
I've tried to get as much experience as possible. Work with a lot of different systems.
Including robotics, I hear.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, only for a couple of months. A place in Suffolk.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's been conventional.
You'll have seen plenty of setups then.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think I should hold any surprises.
So... Am I right in thinking that you were worn down even before you broke your arm?
Yeah. My wife, Ruth, really runs the herd.
but she's on a study tour looking at farms in New Zealand.
Ah.
With Pip, we were actually coping pretty well until... we're in the office, Pip. She'll take you over to the parlour.
Great. I can't wait to get stuck in.
So, Celia goes, leaving the two of you alone.
I think we've got a calendar. You realise we're going to have to bloody do it now. How about you, Mrs. Clark? Are you all right about this?
I wasn't actually sure. Not until he walked in.
Lawrence?
I knew John agreed. But somehow I knew... Oh, God, this is what happens, isn't it? You start going mad, start seeing them in other people. Before long, you're seeing them in the markings on your toast. Am I going mad? Do you think I'm going mad?
And move to her.
Love.
Give her a hug.
You're about to take your bra off to buy a settee. You're a complete fruitcake.
Was that all right?
It was wonderful.
Are you okay, Lisbeth?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It had such depth.
Well, I've been there.
Now, this little section encapsulates the whole play. The awful sadness balanced by the down-to-earth humour. Lovely last line, Susan.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, when you say, I knew John agreed, could you give us a feel that you're seeing him in your mind's eye at that very moment? And then, when you put your head in your hands, it's a physical sign of your mental struggle.
Yes, yeah, I'll try.
I'm so pleased you're finding the truth of these parts. It's going to be very important tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
Because we don't want to lose that when we're trying to get all the photography business organised.
So, we're rehearsing that scene at last.
Oh, yes.
The one where we take our clothes off.
Here you are, Dad.
Oh, hello, son.
What are you doing out here in the cold?
Oh, just, you know, looking at the village. Lake Hill, the Bow, Grange Farm. You get a good view of them all from here.
Yeah. Any road, I've got some news.
Oh, have you?
Clary's heard from the council.
Little dowsing.
They found you some emergency accommodation. That's good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You can move in as soon as they've finished the checks.
Ah, well... that's great news, Eddie.
Yeah, I thought you'd be pleased.
Yeah.
So I've got the address, Dad. Fairmount House in Borchester. I could take you out to see it this afternoon, if you like.
Yeah, why not?
Great.
There's just something I need to do on the way.
Oh, nice buns, Linda.
Thank you. Of course, we'll use real ones for the performances, but these will do for rehearsals.
Where do you want the trolley?
Upstage centre, to your left a little.
OK. You've been busy with the newspaper and sellotape.
Well, they're the right shape and size, that's what matters.
Blue Peter badge standard.
So, we have the camera here. This will be quite close to the front of the stage, so you'll have to be careful not to fall off, Harrison.
I'll do my best. Right. What else?
All the Christmas paraphernalia in the wings on that side.
Uh-huh. I don't think I'm going to need to do much acting, you know.
What do you mean?
I'm going to feel just like Lawrence does. Nervous as hell. Here?
Yes, that's fine. And if you can put the teapot on the table upstage left, by the grandfather clock. That's not part of the set, obviously.
It's like a giant's teapot, this. Plenty for Elizabeth to hide behind. Here.
Yes, that'll do. We'll have to mime the hatch for the time being.
Well, when do you think we'll have it?
Robert says he and Neil are making good progress with the set, and there's no need to be nervous. Lawrence subsumes his nerves by focusing on his photography. You need to subsume yours by focusing on playing Lawrence.
Okay, I'll do that.
Good.
As soon as I find out what subsumes means.
Berries, covers up.
Unlike all the naked women on stage.
Not naked, nude.
I haven't got my thesaurus on me, but as far as I know, they both involve bare flesh.
Not today.
That's a relief.
The ladies will be wearing bathrobes to doff, but over their normal clothing. Could you put the bottle and glasses on the piano, please?
Will do.
Kirsty and Susan are here.
Good. We're nearly set up, Elizabeth.
Oh, maybe we should put some real vodka in that bottle.
Not a bad idea.
No, it's a very bad idea.
Actually, Harrison, it's a terrible idea.
The comedy and charm of the scene relies on split-second timing and scrupulously rehearsed sight lines. We need to keep our wits about us.
Hey, I've forked in a good lot of manure.
Looks like rich stuff.
Oh, Brookfield's finest, Mrs. Tregaron.
And you've done a lovely job with the plot.
Oh, good. We ain't too late.
Hello, Joe. Ah. Eddie?
How do?
The flood bar's open, if that's what you mean.
Oh, no, Mrs. I meant this rose planting.
You want to see me plant Frieda's rose?
Oh, if it's all right with you, Bert Fry.
Well, yeah, I suppose. I
wanted to offer my support and pay my respects.
Well, that's nice.
Well, thanks, Joe. You can give me a hand if you like.
Ah, right.
Well, do you want to lay the cane over the hole?
You want to get the depth right, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah. Well, nearly there, I reckon.
Well, not often you see these two working together.
Oh, you hold on to it, I'll do one more spadeful.
Frieda would be proud.
Yeah, well, it should do it. Right. There you go.
Now then, do you want to scoop some soil in there, so I jump?
Oh, I will, that.
Yeah, lovely. Well, that should be enough, I reckon. Well, I'm not going to make a speech. I said what I wanted to say at Frieda's funeral. Best wife a man could ever hope for.
Ah, she was a wonderful woman. One of the finest in Ambridge.
Well, thank you, Joe.
And this here's a fitting tribute to her.
It is indeed. Yes, even in these dark days of winter, life goes on.
Well, would you like to join me in the bar? Raise a glass to her?
Well, there's nothing I'd like more, but...
We're on our way to look at a place for Dad.
I have to get to Lower Loxley for a rehearsal. I can't keep Linda waiting.
Oh, well, never mind.
But what about this evening?
Look, none of us are used to standing in front of people naked, love. Not even husbands. God's sake, John didn't see me naked until the spring of 1979.
What happened in the spring of 1979?
There was a lizard in the shower block at Abergele. Oh. In fact, quite a few people saw me naked that morning.
Have you done it?
So, Lillian, you go to release your robe. Elizabeth and Susan shield her with the reflector.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stay in character, please. Lillian, turn and drop the robe.
Here we go. Oh, Linda.
Stay in character.
No, I really don't think there are enough buns.
They're just for rehearsal purposes.
The pile isn't tall enough to cover Lillian's...
assets.
Exactly.
Maybe if we raise the plate.
Put it on a cake stand, perhaps.
If it was this sort of eye...
Don't touch the composition!
Don't touch the composition!
No, Harrison, it wasn't a prompt.
Oh, sorry.
Isn't it going well?
William and Edward would love to help out if they could, but one, the green, is nowhere ready to move into yet.
Which we know?
Down here, Rye Lane.
Ah.
We'd never have found parking any nearer.
No.
Mind that puddle, Dad.
You tell the boys I'm grateful for the thought, but they... They shouldn't worry themselves.
Yeah, right. It should be about here.
You sure this is the place?
Yeah. There's the sign, look. Fairmount House.
It isn't quite what I was expecting.
This was probably a fair-sized bedroom before they put this partition up.
Well, I don't need much space, do I?
I thought there'd be at least a telly lounge or something. We'll get you a little telly to go in here.
Ah, well, that'd be nice. I could look at it while I'm in bed, eh?
You'd have to. There's nowhere else to put it. When they said emergency accommodation, I didn't think they meant a hostel. I thought it was going to be, you know, an old folks' home. Staff looking after you. 3 square meals a day.
The kitchen on the next floor down.
Yeah, shed.
Well, I'd have a lockable cupboard down there, they said, so nobody could nip me food.
No, Dad, we'll bring you food. Stuff you can heat up easy.
Oh, thanks, lad. That'll be a help.
And that bathroom?
I've seen worse.
Just the one for the whole floor.
Oh, can't expect no too sweet facilities. It ain't Great Gables, is it, eh?
You're telling me.
Well, you ain't to worry, Eddie. I'll be fine. I'll manage.
If there was any other way. But it's only temporary, I promise.
Of course it is. Well, let's face it, I ain't going to be on this earth much longer, am I?
And Lauren starts the countdown.
3!
Jerusalem will be playing.
2! 1!
Robes off. Hold the final note. And blackout.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you, ladies.
And gentlemen.
Sort of.
Oh, please, please. Now, we are starting to get there.
What a bit different from an hour ago.
Let's take a 10-minute break and then we'll run it again from the top.
Well, Linda, I did have my doubts, but I think you've done a splendid job with that staging.
Oh,
I'm starting to think it might work after all.
Thank you. You happier now, Susan?
Oh, yeah. Like Carol says, I get it more now. Mm.
You just need to have faith.
And the body stocking should cover any little mishap.
Body stockings?
Yeah. Aren't we going to be wearing...
Who said anything about body stockings?
Well, I can't remember. Someone did.
Oh, no. No, no, no. It would ruin the frisson of verisimilitude.
But
the props will be doing the job of concealment.
What? For the audience, maybe. But what about the stage crew?
Well, what about them?
My Christopher's a stagehand. There's no way I'll be flaunting my bits with him around. I'd be mortified. And so would he.
We won't be drinking up here for much longer.
When is the grand reopening?
Friday. Oh. But Kenton and Jolene will still be keeping all the gubbins on the wall and still calling it the flood bar.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yes, it's a testament to the time when the village all pulled together.
Yeah.
At last, things are returning to normal.
For some people, maybe.
Yes, of course.
Linda's very excited about moving home at last.
She must be.
I did wonder if Robert might be thinking of buying her a new dog to replace Scruff.
Ooh.
A bit early, maybe.
Yeah, that's what he thought. Next year, perhaps.
Evening.
Ah.
Joe not with you?
No, he sends his apologies, Bert. Once we got back from Borchester, he didn't feel like coming in.
Oh. Well, sit down, Eddie. Let me get you a drink.
Oh, thanks.
No. It's my round. Pint of the usual, Eddie.
Oh, please.
Same again for you two.
Yes, please.
I fancy a glass of wine. I'll come with you, Lily, and see what they have.
Well, it's still quite limited until the reopening.
Shame Joe couldn't make it.
To be honest, Bert, this room we looked at, it seemed very odd.
Oh.
It may odd too. The place is really grotty.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And he's got a cook for himself.
What, at his age?
Oh, Clary's worried he won't eat. Some of the blokes he'll be sharing with... They look well dodgy.
Oh, dear.
He's trying to make the best of it. But you can see, it's breaking his heart.
Is it okay your side?
Yep, there's plenty of room.
And in. Oh, mind out, mind.
It's okay, Rex.
Oh, don't want to damage the wood.
It needs to be uptight so it won't slide around.
Oh, I still think we're going to have to rope them down.
Oh, no, they'll be fine if we just drive slowly.
Hey! What the hell do you think you're...
Oh! Oh, it's you two.
Hi, Adam.
What are you doing with Mum's old kitchen units?
Taking them to the village hall, part of the refurb.
Oh, all right. I didn't recognise you, or the van.
It belongs to a rugby mate of Toby's.
Yeah. Plumber by day, prop by night.
So, you guys are helping with a village hall refurbishment?
We're trying to do our bit for the community. Yeah.
Oh, very public-spirited of you.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with getting good PR for the business.
No, of course not.
Ah, you found them then?
Oh, yeah, no problem, Brian.
Although we gave Adam a bit of a fright.
Well, that's an odd one, Adam. Fear of kitchen units.
Formicophobia.
I didn't realise who it was. I assume they were stealing them.
You thought the poachers had been diversifying, did you? First our deer, then Ed's cows, now a fitting kitchen.
No, we didn't mean to worry you. Jennifer just said to come and help ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. No problem.
So if you chaps are okay to get on with it...
Oh, yeah, it's all under control, thanks.
Well, we'll leave you to it then.
Yes, I'm sure you've got plenty to get on with.
Well, actually, we're going to a farm near Whitney.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a soil fertility day.
Oh, yeah, this is one of your specialist subjects, isn't it?
I do think it's critical for how we farm in the future, yes. We're at the start of our programme here, but this guy's been doing it for 5 years, and he's reporting impressive increases in soil organic matter.
Yes, well...
And as that's improved, then so has the structure, holds more moisture, grows bigger crops.
We don't want to bore these boys, Adam.
Oh, no, it sounds fascinating, doesn't it, Rex?
Hmm.
Such a shame we've booked up today, or we'd have loved to have come along.
Ah, really? I didn't think it was your sort of thing.
Oh, no. As you say, it's vital for the future of farming, isn't it, Rex?
Absolutely.
If we're going to arrive in time for coffee...
Yes, I suppose we'd better get going. See you.
Bye.
Keep in touch.
Are we going in your car?
If that's okay.
Oh, yes, yeah. If you're happy to drive, I'm perfectly happy to be a passenger.
Fine by me.
Have you heard the latest?
What's that?
Kate's got planning permission for this mad scheme of hers.
Oh, that's good news.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
Well, isn't it?
Well, to be honest, I had hoped it might fall at this particular fence.
Brian.
Can't help thinking it'd mean less grief all round.
She might surprise us all.
I've been surprised by Kate more times than is good for my health.
I mean in a good way. Lillian's mentoring her now.
It's not a mentor. Kate needs a brain transplant.
That's a bit harsh.
Well, don't get me wrong, Adam. If this cockeyed venture succeeds, no one will be happier than me. But looking at your sister's track record, you can forgive a certain underconfidence on my part.
I take your point. So, it's full speed ahead on the yurts, then?
Oh, that's rapidly becoming my least favourite word.
Yurts?
Kate was banging on about them yesterday. The bases are being made, apparently. I told her she's not to expect Jeff or Andy to install them.
I imagine the firm does that, don't they?
Yeah, fortunately. But you must watch her. I mean, she'll be getting all of us to do her work for her if we're not careful.
I expect we can help out a little bit.
Yeah, but you've got a farm to run. And a wedding to plan, for that matter.
Oh, that isn't going to take much organising. It's going to be a pretty low-key event.
So I won't have to buy a new hat, then?
No, your pink organza with the peacock feathers will be fine. It'll just be a simple ceremony at the register office, followed by a nice lunch at the Bull.
The new, improved Bull.
Indeed. Phoebe's a bit miffed, though.
Why?
She can't make it because of college.
Well, couldn't take a few hours off.
There's some visiting speaker that day. And with Oxford on the cards, he's got to do everything to guarantee top grades.
Yeah, working hard towards these interviews, too.
Yeah, she's really hot on current affairs now. We were talking about refugees and immigration the other day. Had quite a lively debate.
I expect she displayed the usual idealism of youth.
Actually, she had a really mature understanding of how complicated a situation it is.
Ah, well, good for her.
She knows far more about the details than I do. Oh, hey, look.
What?
Keeper's cottage. It's been let.
I wonder who'll be moving in. Some commuter who'll complain about mud on the road and funny smells.
Talk about a one-track mind. The answer lies in the soil.
So why pretend to be interested?
Well, a little upsuckage never does any harm, Rex.
Oh, I don't think he was fooled for a second.
Now we're going to be in beef production. Adam's a good man to keep in with.
Yeah, it won't help us if he thinks you're winding him up.
Shut up. Yeah, grab the other side of this.
Oh. after we've taken these inside, can you drop me at Brookfield before taking the van back?
Brookfield?
Yeah. Pip said she'd show me these Welsh sheep, the ones they're boarding over the winter.
Since when have you been interested in sheep?
Well, it just seemed worth taking a look at, that's all.
The sheep or the shepherdess?
I don't know what you mean.
Forget it, Rex. Look, if I haven't got anywhere with her, what chance do you have?
You really do think highly of yourself, don't you? And anyway, I'm not interested in Pip that way. She's just a mate.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
She is.
You know we've got the slaughter room to get ready.
I hadn't forgotten.
As long as you're done with your sheep bothering by the time I get back from Borchester.
Oh, yeah. Like you never leave me to do a job on my own.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Hey.
What's going on here?
New kitchen units for the village hall.
New second-hand. Pre-owned.
Pre-stained.
Toby.
Well, by Jennifer Aldridge, so they're very high-class stains.
So you're kitchen fitters now, are you?
Just delivery men. The village DIYers will be doing the fitting.
Are you still okay for Feathers Will Fly on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'd be looking forward to it even more if it was proper rugby. Or even a sevens tournament.
No, we want to get as many people as possible involved.
That's why it's touch. Girls can take part too.
Yeah, not exactly a natural game for women, is it?
It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah, it'll be a laugh.
Yeah, sure, you're right.
You could give us a hand here if you want. A bit of pre-match strength training.
I would, but I've got a lot to do. And Helen and I have a midwife appointment this afternoon.
Oh, everything okay?
Well, it's an extra one, because she had trouble with her first pregnancy, but there's nothing to worry about.
That's good.
And I'm paying for her to have an additional scan at a private place. Very much looking forward to that.
Rob, the Bridge Farm shop's open now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think they might take some of our geese?
Oh, hardly.
They're a high-quality premium product.
I don't doubt it, but they're not organic, are they?
No.
Sorry, we're very strict on that. Organic only.
This chap's got the right idea.
Oh, you're impressed then?
Yes, Adam, because he hasn't thrown the baby out with the bathwater.
Meaning?
He kept the arable rotation intact, instead of ripping it up like you have.
I wouldn't put it quite like that, Brian.
But just adding cover crops to fill the periods when the soil would be bare, it makes perfect sense. Adds a bit to his costs, of course, but I mean, it keeps his profit generation in place.
I agree he's achieved some successes with this approach.
Well, why on earth didn't you follow his example rather than going nuclear on me? Stick to tried and tested methods instead of these herbal lays and mob grazing.
Those are tried and tested methods. Some of the principles go back centuries. And I agree he has done well.
Very well, I'd say.
But if it had bitten the bullet and gone for a genuine rotation with grazing in it, it'd have improved the soil even more.
Would he?
Trust me on this. In 5 years' time, these guys will be visiting Home Farm to see how it's done.
It's a bit smarter than the NHS hospital, isn't it?
Yes.
Makes me wonder if we shouldn't go completely private.
What? It's expensive enough paying for the scan.
Went very smoothly with the midwife, didn't it?
I suppose so.
Everything according to plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad she thought it was a good idea for you not to be driving.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
I thought she seemed rather surprised.
Well, until we explained the reasons.
Said that most women didn't feel the need to stop driving.
Most women don't have two accidents in quick succession.
The first one wasn't an accident, Rob. It was a speeding ticket.
Still symptomatic of how your head's in a bit of a muddle. She understood it was for the best.
If you say so.
And I, for one, am certainly much happier knowing you aren't putting yourself or the baby in danger.
Oh, what time's the scan?
22, a few minutes yet.
Dying for the loo.
Well, you'll have to hold on till it's done, Helen.
No. I'm not sure why we're having this one, to be honest.
We want to know the baby's developing properly, don't we?
I'd have been happy to wait until 20 weeks.
Better safe than sorry.
We could do without spending money when we don't have to.
You're worth it, darling. And they'll be able to tell us if it's a boy now.
And if we ask them to, I'd be quite happy just knowing it's healthy. We don't really need to know the sex at this stage, do we?
Attractive sheep.
You know what I mean.
Well, I hope I don't.
They've got a nice shape to them.
You're not making things any better, Rex.
Long necks. Makes them look, I don't know, proud.
Proud? Right.
And their speckled faces and legs.
Okay.
Pip said they're a cross between a... Oh, what was it? Oh, speckled face and a Border Leicester.
Ah, so have you got a girlfriend now?
I told you, I'm not interested in Pip like that.
Well, I didn't mean Pip. I meant one of the sheep. I love you, my darling.
Right, that's enough.
Oh, missed.
If I wanted it to hit you, it would have. Don't you worry.
Let's see if you can catch. Lucky.
Seriously, Toby, it's a good little enterprise. Well, it's not a massive earner, but they practically look after themselves. Just need a check round once a day.
Uh-huh.
Brookfield obviously needs all the income it can get at the moment. They've had some problems with the dairy herd, getting the energy levels in the feed right.
Yeah, who'd be a dairy farmer?
And now, with Ruth away and David breaking his arm...
So could Pip use a bit of a helping hand?
Oh, I did offer. But it's really specialist help they need. They've got in a contract milker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a guy called Matthew. He's only been there a couple of days, but Pip was already singing his praises.
Oh, was she now?
Yeah, said he's really good news.
Well, how nice for her.
And thank you again.
Well, isn't that the most perfect news? Darling?
Well, yes. I suppose it's nice to get confirmation that everything's going well.
Yes. But a boy. It's a boy. My son. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Yes, of course it is.
So, you've done, what, 5 milkings now, Matthew?
Yeah. Not including the first one that Pip and I did together.
Not that you needed much hand-holding.
Any problems?
No. No, it's all been very smooth.
Good. I'd like you to have a think about how we compare with other setups you've worked at. Milking routine, parlour layout, record-keeping, communication. Well, the whole system, really.
OK.
And if there's anything we could be doing better, then let us know, OK?
I'm sure we can learn a lot from you.
Well...
I don't mean right now, but, you know, while you're with us.
Oh, all right. Yeah, well, I'll have a think.
Oh, great. Because we need all the help we can get. Have a look at these. Red line is target yields. Black line is actuals.
Right.
And they're well below, as you can see. I think the main reason is the shortage of energy in the diet.
Well, and we have addressed that. We tweak the concentrate in the parlour.
Yeah, you said.
And we are making a profit.
Well, just. But the rolling average is still heading south.
Early in the lactation, you should really be at peak production.
Exactly.
I'm sure the yields will pick up quickly now.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry, David. Pip and I will soon have the herd flying.
Well, I admire your confidence. Right, well, better let you get on with milking number 6.
Great.
Matthew, after milking, the pub in the village, the Bull?
Oh, this is the one your uncle runs?
Yeah, well, they're having a sort of grand reopening this evening.
Oh, yeah?
We're all going to go. If you wanted to tag along, you'd be very welcome.
Adam!
Oh, hi.
Well, Ambridge folks certainly turn out for things, don't they?
Oh, yes. The light switch on is quite a village event. A lot of people take it as the start of the Christmas season.
Looks like I picked the right pub to visit. Flyer?
What's this for, Toby?
Our touch rugby tournament on Sunday. Feathers will fly.
Oh, right. Yes, I've signed up.
Oh, of course you have. Well, I'll have that back then. I'm going to need all the leaflets I can.
Well, with the grand opening of the Bull as well.
Ah, sure, yes.
Oh, we must have a chat about yesterday.
Yesterday?
The farm visit? Soil improvements?
Oh, yeah. No, I can't wait to hear how you got on.
Oh, I've brought back lots of literature for you. We should have a good, in-depth conversation, yeah?
That would be wonderful. But first, you must tell me more about this light switch on. Is it some sort of Ambridge tradition?
Oh, yes, it's been going for years. It starts at the Bull and then works round either side of the green in order.
Amazing.
Each property switches their lights on in a sort of relay, and it ends at the village shop, which also reopened today.
Yes, so I heard.
Well, with that in the pub, it's like the village is back to normal at last.
Yeah, whatever passes for normal here.
Yes.
Evening.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Matthew, this is my cousin Adam. He farms in the village too.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
And this is Toby. He and his brother run that goose operation I was telling you about. Matthew is covering our milking till Ruth gets home.
Hello.
Oh, so you're the contract guy.
That's me. Has word got about then?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
How's the arm, David?
Well, you know, still broken. They reckon I should be out of plaster by Christmas.
Oh, that's not too bad.
But I won't be much use around the farm for another month or so after that.
What a pain.
Yeah, you could say that.
Oh, I've got a message from Mum, actually, as you're all up against it at the moment. Would you like to come to lunch on Sunday?
When you say you...
The whole family. Bert, too, of course.
Well, Pip and Josh are involved in Toby's rugby thing, but I'm sure the rest of us would love it.
Oh, great. I'll let Mum know.
Great.
Did I see you talking to Rob and Helen?
Yeah, briefly. Helen seemed a bit preoccupied, right?
Oh.
Although Rob made up for it, he was on very good form.
I'm just wondering if I've got time to say hi before I have to nip back to Honeysuckle to man our light switch.
When does this famous switch on start?
Well, it's meant to be at 7, but there's no sign of this celebrity guest yet.
Is there going to be a celebrity?
Isn't that what Kenton's organised?
Oh, I thought you just said...
Actually, is this just...
Oh, God, no.
Are those real reindeer?
Now, that is impressive.
Merry Christmas!
How's your mince pie?
Mmm, delicious.
Drop of mulled wine to go with it.
Is that on the house too, Kenton?
Yep, certainly is. While stocks last.
Then it would be rude not to.
Good man. While Jolene was pressing a mince pie on you, I hope she mentioned we're taking bookings for Christmas parties.
Oh, she did.
Good.
Thanks. I said I might bring Andy and Jeff here for a meal with their other halves.
Excellent.
This place is looking wonderful.
Not bad, is it?
More spacious, but you've still got that traditional pub feel.
That is what we were going for, Adam.
And that sleigh and reindeer were a stroke of genius.
Ah, well, I have my moments.
All the kids are in the garden having their photo taken with them.
Yeah, and then hopefully the parents will come inside and get back in the bull habit.
I certainly hope so. Jolene charming the customers as usual.
Isn't she fantastic? I don't know how I'd have survived the last year if it hadn't been for her.
It's been tough, I know.
I mean, quite seriously. I might not have made it. I owe her big time.
A good partner makes such a difference.
Yeah, too right. Come December the 31st, I shall take great delight in saying good riddance to 2015.
I don't blame you.
And I will have only one New Year's resolution. I'm going to make 2016 the best year ever.
Well, I'll drink to that.
I think I'll join you. Anyway, talking of wonderful spouses, what about your wedding?
What about it?
The event of the year.
Oh, hardly.
Well, what are your honeymoon plans?
We haven't got any.
What?
Ian's busiest time. And we did have that amazing holiday in January.
Even so.
You don't want to be greedy.
You are going to have a stag do, though.
It's hardly my last night of freedom. That was a long time ago.
So? You're going to have a joint one. Both of you.
I
am not talking anything bonkers, you know, just... nice, civilised evening here.
Oh, it would be here, would it?
Where better? But no getting paralytic and no practical jokes.
It better not be.
No, I promise.
I don't want to end up on a train bound for who knows where on sea.
OK, fair point. But that is not going to happen to you, Adam. On my honour as a barman.
Oh, go on then.
Yes!
Only if Ian agrees, and as long as it's suitable for two boring middle-aged men.
It will be positively Victorian.
Kenton, I just wanted to say...
Adam, there you are. Oh, sorry, David.
No, Charlie, you go ahead.
Did you want me?
Yes, could I have a word? It's rather urgent. Sorry if I'm interrupting.
No, that's fine. Drag him away by all means.
Thank you. If we could find somewhere a bit quiet.
All right.
And we'll sort out a night for the stag, yes?
I'll speak to Ian.
So, Dave.
I just wanted to say how well you've done.
Oh, you approved, do you?
It's great.
How we spent your money?
It's your money now. And it looks really good in here. Shula's loving the Christmas decorations. Massive tree, lovely fire.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, we do.
Anyway, I need to top up the mulled wine.
If you'll excuse me.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. I know how busy you must be. I need to ring Ruth anyway.
Can I just get through, please? Mind your backs, mind your backs.
Oh, Ruth, I... Hello, love. Hi, it's me. I'm at the opening of The Bull. You can probably hear. It's really good. I just called to say hello, really. I'm missing you. And I love you.
So, what's up, Charlie?
I had a meeting with Justin this afternoon.
Yeah?
He's unhappy with how I've been managing Barrow Farm.
I see.
It's not working out as he'd hoped, so he's minded to make some changes.
What sort of changes?
Oh, he thinks we need someone with a more optimum skill set to implement a revised strategy vis-a-vis the running of the business and relations with the local community.
I'm sorry?
He's standing me down.
I expect there'll be one or two little pointers, but you seem to be doing all the basics pretty well already.
Well, that's good to hear.
I tell you one thing that did strike me very early on. Your cows are very quiet.
Quiet?
Yeah, like calm. Mm-hmm. A lot more than on some of the other farms I've worked at.
Well, why do you think that is?
Well, it's down to a combination of factors, I think. But part of it is definitely personal. You're very good with them. No, really, Pip. And they reflect that back to you.
Hi, Pip. Get you a drink?
Oh, I'm fine at the moment. Toby, this is Matthew.
Yes, we've met. He's your temp, isn't he?
Contract, Milker.
Or whatever. Looking forward to Sunday?
Oh, very much.
I'm running a rugby tournament. Pip's been a huge help in setting it up.
No.
And with our business, she's almost the third member of the team.
I haven't done that much, really. Hey, maybe you'd like to take part?
Actually...
In the rugby?
Probably not your game, is it, Matt?
Matthew.
I expect football's more your sort of thing.
Actually, I'm happy with either, but I've got plans for Sunday.
Fair enough. So, Pip, what did you think of the...
Actually, Toby, would you mind? Matthew and I were talking about the herd.
Oh right, no. I'll catch you later then.
Probably.
Yeah, see ya, Tobes.
So he's not actually sacking you?
No, it's more a case of redeployment. He's suggesting one of Damara's other estates.
Well, that's something.
Just over 1,800 hectares.
Really?
Yeah, mostly arable crops. Plus a beef suckler herd supplying a premium beef scheme.
That's a good-sized place.
Yeah, they're also developing a fish farming operation.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, and I haven't been involved with aquaculture before, so it's a career development opportunity, really.
And your role would be?
Estate manager.
So not a demotion by any means?
No, maybe not. Feels a bit like it, though.
And when would the job start?
After Christmas.
Well, that all sounds very exciting.
Yes. The only thing is, this estate, it's in Perthshire.
Scotland? That's a long way from Ambridge.
Yeah, sure is.
I'm sorry, that's stating the obvious, isn't it?
It's obvious, but true. So, Adam, should I accept?
What are your alternatives?
Well, I could quit Damara, look for a job, you know, somewhere less remote. What do you think?
Well, how do you feel about it?
Still a bit stunned, to be honest.
So am I. I'm sorry, Charlie. I just don't know what to say.
We'll be right back.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.